In Jamaica, over 53,000 children and adolescents between 5 to 17 years are participating in economic activities, and over 18,000 Jamaican children and adolescents aged 5 to 17 participate in economic activities without having reached the minimum age for admission to employment. Of the 53,000 classified as working children, over 70% or nearly 38,000 children are involved in child labour. Child labour refers to work that is mentally, physically, socially, or morally dangerous and harmful to children and interferes with their schooling. Of the 38,000 children reportedly involved in child labour, nearly 70% are involved in hazardous work, where 60% work in unhealthy environments and 36% work in designated hazardous industries. 3% of the child labourers surveyed operate heavy machinery or dangerous equipment, 29% handle heavy loads, and 8% work long hours. These are just a few of the statistics uncovered in the 2016 National Youth Activity Survey, recently conducted by the Statistical Institute of Jamaica, STATIN. Conducted by STATIN with support from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security and the International Labour Organization, the survey was recently launched at the University of the West Indies, Mona. National Project Coordinator, Regional Initiative, International Labour Organization, RESEL Melville, says the 2016 National Youth Activity Survey will greatly assist initiatives geared at addressing the issue of child labour.
The timing of the release of this report, it dovetails perfectly with several other key initiatives that the ILO has been collaborating with the Ministry of Labour and other partners in Jamaica on. Jamaica is one of the countries accepted for the pilot application of the Child Labour Risk Identification Model, which has been developed by the Regional Initiative. And this particular statistical model will seek to use the country's existing data to create maps.
These maps are expected to show the specific areas in the country and the levels of probability or levels of vulnerability to the risk factors for child labour. This will in turn help the government target specific areas and develop best practices to prevent or interrupt the channels which lead children to become child labour victims. Ms. Melville says the survey also provides an example for other nations in the Caribbean and other regions to follow.
This report and these statistics are not only important at the local or national level to Jamaica, but they actually have a very significant impact at the regional as well as at the hemispheric level in terms of our efforts and interventions to eliminate and prevent child labour in Latin America and the Caribbean.
State Minister in the Labour and Social Security Ministry, Xavier Main, says it's important to note that not all work carried out by children is classified as child labour.
Child work can be defined as a child assisting in the family business, helping their parents at home doing chores, or even earning pocket money outside of the school hours, including on school holidays, all of which contribute to their development and the welfare of their families. Child work is viewed in a positive manner because it does not affect our children's health, personal development, or interferes with their schooling.
The Jamaica Youth Activity Survey 2016 is the first standalone survey of children's activities conducted nationally. The objectives of the survey were to collect comprehensive information on children's engagement in economic activities and to use information collected to monitor Sustainable Development Goal 8, Target 8.7. Part of Target 8.7 seeks to take immediate and effective measures to secure the prohibition and elimination of the worst forms of child labour by 2025. For more information on child labour and the government's role in addressing it, you may visit the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's website at mlss.gov.jm or contact them at 922-9500.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.